There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
You know, I don't usually endorse TV shows, and we picked on this host before, rightfully so. What's his name? John Stewart. But TMB, did you know that our friend Jeffrey Smith is going to be on The Daily Show tonight?
Well, you know, I did know that, RSB, but the only reason I knew is because you told me earlier today.
Well, regardless.
That's cool, though. It's totally cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. I've already set the DVR to record it tonight because I want to make sure that if I forget that I can come back and watch that.
Yeah, I told Jeffrey, I said the DVR to stun because it's stunning information that he's on the Daily Show. So that's
really
cool. Yeah, it's really cool. Now, we've been doing, you know, every week I get to do political healing. Some might say it's political instigation with Jonathan Emord. You know, every Thursday we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty. But you want to open sort of on a political bent with one of the guys that may be running for president. What's that all about?
Well, you know, I told you off the air that I always knew that he was a Neanderthal, but apparently Jeb Bush is now beginning to eat like a caveman.
What do you mean, Jeb Bush eating like a caveman?
Well, he's going on the paleo diet, you know, meat and vegetables and fruits and staying away from meat and cheese and breads. And apparently he's done really well. I see the picture here on the web. It's a Yahoo article, and It looks like he's dropped some, you know, probably a good 15, 20 pounds. You can see it, and his face is much thinner, and he looks like he's in better shape now, not as much like a doughboy.
Right, but how's his mental capacity to understand the Constitution? He's calling for more state powers to spy on us through the NSA.
Oh, well, yeah, the paleo diet has no, you know, maybe he's going to continue thinking like a Neanderthal. It has nothing to do with your mental acuity. It just has to do with the way that your body metabolizes fat. But that, you know, maybe he's going to be even worse now. Maybe his body's been metabolizing all the cholesterol and fat in his brain. But, it's not going to necessarily help his lawmaking skills or his judgmental skills on these things that deal with our liberties.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe he should kiss a venomous snake like that other guy in Florida did. I didn't get to cover that story. Alan Phillips was rocking it on the vaccine exemption stuff. It's amazing what's happening.
It really is, and I think he's right, too, that if, you know, what California does, the other states eventually follow. It might not be next year, but they're going to follow California. So this is really big. If people think it's just California, I don't live there, it doesn't affect me, that's not actually accurate. It will affect you eventually.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, you guys homeschooled, and I posed the thought that this attack on the people of California is a bigger attack on the poorest among them, because how many of them can either send their kid to private school or afford to even homeschool? Now, I'm not saying no poor people ever homeschooled, because they do, but, you know, is my assessment sort of on the mark in that this is going to impede the poorest among us in California removing exemptions?
Yeah, it will definitely affect them more than those that have more money, because those that have more money always have more options. And, you know, money doesn't create happiness, but it does create a lot of options for you. And the impoverished don't have those same options, especially in a house where there has to be two breadwinners just to get by, just to get, you know, by month to month and put bread on the table. It will affect them more. And so this is, if, you know, I heard you were saying, you know, the Democrats should be completely opposed to this because they always come from the perspective that they want to do what's good for the poor. Well, what's good for the poor would not be to take away one of their options to school as opposed to those who are more wealthy.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, if they have a child who is vaccine injured, and let's face it, there are a lot of poor folks that have as many, you know, maybe the more well-to-do, but the well-to-do then say, well, we're not sending our kids into that dangerous den, if you will. But in California, if the SB 277 becomes law, they will not have an option. They will not have an option. They don't have the money to move out of state either.
Well, you know, you're right. You're right. And, well, there's only a few people that have enough money to move out of state, you know, just at the whim. And you know, that's, I think that's a good point. You know, we need to remind people about that when it comes specifically to hemp, too, that they don't need to move out of state to get the CBD oil. That's what I tried to do. I was lecturing this weekend in Kentucky, and that's one of the things that I told the audience. And it was actually one of the most, not controversial, but it really got their danders up more than anything, talking about hemp. It was a very religious crowd, and most of the religious people, myself included, have been brainwashed against that plant. But that was one of the things that I let them know, is that you don't have to move out of state to have access to CBD hemp oil.
Right, right. Well, and I'm sure you've revealed all the reasons why it's a good thing for folks to consider, rather than the pharmaceutical drugs that are all too much part of a state-sanctioned religion, as we call it.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you have the access to be able to get money to move out of state, I want to warn you, if you've let's say, adopted oncology and taken chemotherapy, you might not have access to your funds. Is that true?
Well, apparently, an ABC news story that you're talking about, the chemotherapy apparently damaged the cells in her fingers to such an extent that it left her without her fingerprints. So she wasn't able to access her bank data because of the fingerprinting thing. So that's kind of wild, isn't it, that the chemotherapy, it destroyed the cells in her fingers that caused the fingerprint. That's odd.
Well, you know, as if we didn't need another reason not to utilize those toxic substances. Remember, anybody handling those chemical drugs, those chemotherapeutic or chemotoxic agents, I mean, they're wearing hazmat suits. I mean, and if they're of childbearing age, they're literally telling them, don't go near it because this will kill a baby before it's even formed.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's right. It's toxic. You know, a lot of these chemicals that are being used, they do, you know, they literally do wear hazmat suits. And apparently with this lady here, it caused what was called, they call hand-foot syndrome, causes swelling, painful blisters, sores, and cracked skin and so forth. So apparently it didn't really erase her fingerprints. It looked like it just damaged the skin to such an extent that the fingerprints were different than before.
Yeah, you couldn't read them exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Well, again, a disaster, the idea that cancer is a deficiency of these chemotoxic drugs.
Yeah.
Of course, we know better, and those of you who haven't seen the truth about cancer, the quest continues. It's going to continue. We'll talk more about that as well. But I wanted to get your perspective also, Ty, on the LA Times article and reference point that they promoted this idea that unvaccinated children in public schools is akin to sending kids to school with firearms, with guns.
That's one of the most absurd things I've ever heard. That not vaccinating is equating the kid to bringing a gun to school. It's, okay, because here's their logic, or their illogic in that, right? You don't vaccinate, the kid is gonna be carrying a deadly disease that's gonna then hurt other kids. That's the analogy. Now, I mean, it falls flat on its face for several reasons. Number one, if vaccines really worked, why do you care if the kid next to you is sick? Right? Mm-hmm. Because if the vaccine worked, it wouldn't matter. But just on the sheer face of this, it's absurd to compare not vaccinating to carrying a gun, because when you carry a gun, what's your purpose? If you're it's typically you're carrying a gun, you're going to do harm to someone, or you're carrying it so that you can harm someone if you need to. That's absurd. It's offensive to me to say that if you don't vaccinate, that you are doing the same thing as sending your kid to school with a gun. That's exactly the opposite of what we're doing. As you mentioned in the last hour, these outbreaks are being caused by kids that are actually shedding the disease that they're supposed to be vaccinated against. They're not being caused by the unvaccinated. But it's just more propaganda here in the propaganda states of the United States of America.
Well, I think I even mentioned yesterday how if we really want to protect the children in school, right, in schools, that we should ban medical doctors from going anywhere near them.
Well, they are the number one leading cause of death. Iatrogenic deaths are the number one leading cause of death, so that's exactly good. If that's good logic, if that is the case, which it is, then we should ban doctors. And if you send a doctor to school, it's the same thing as sending your kid to school with a gun, or same thing as sending a doctor to school with a gun.
With a gun, and his intent to use it. And, of course, with vaccines, we've talked about the references of a game of Russian roulette. But with vaccination, every gun is loaded. Every shot fires. It hits a different organ, perhaps, or explodes later in certain kids. I mean, some it's more obvious when they've been hit. And so it's interesting, the kind of concept of shots and getting shot and the analogies there. But you can actually teach children to be safe around firearms and not fear them, or a healthy fear, of course, but not to fear them in such an irrational way. And, of course, we need to teach kids to rationally fear doctors with syringes, with needles that they're going to use, even though their intent may not be to harm. The evidence of harm is there.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the funny thing. You know, somebody shoots you with a gun and you die, you get arrested for murder. And there's no doubt the cause of death. A doctor sticks a kid with a vaccine needle and the kid dies, and it's a coincidence and nothing happens to the doctor. What's wrong with that picture?
Did you ever read the book by Eustace Mullins, Murder by Injection?
Yeah, Murder by Injection. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an autographed copy of that. I wonder if I still have it. It's still in boxes as such. But, you know, there's so much more awareness happening because of the push to remove these exemptions. I'm almost saying just bring it on. Just go for broke at this point. The pharmaceutical industrial complex needs to reveal itself as the sordid underbelly of what government has become in America, a fascist medical dictatorship.
Dictatorship. It is. And you know what? I'm with you. Bring it on. Because you know what? You're going to lose. They're going to lose. They won't win this battle. There's too many people that are against it that are going to stand up. This is the line in the sand for way too many people. They don't want this fight.
No, I don't think they do ultimately, but I know that they're desperate for holding on to power and for maintaining the profit margins that they've really enjoyed being a monopoly, and also having the extended patent protection of their pharmaceutical petrochemical drugs and synthetic chemistry. So as we move into another era when medicine goes back to what it used to be, the medicine man of the Native Americans, the herbal healers, the bush doctors, ironically enough, as Jeb Bush is now eating grub worms and shrubbery to get by as a paleo governor, we have got to go back to the basics and grow food.
Did you say that Jeb Bush was a grub worm?
He must be eating grub worms and shrubbery. Although bush and shrubbery is sort of the same thing, so I don't want to get into some ugly things about that. But suffice it to say, we'll do a little more political healing if it warrants it. You can call us now at 866-939-BELL. And, of course, robertscottbell.com, linking out to Ty Bollinger, all his wonderful books as well, and our book together, Unlock the Power to Heal. When we come back, what are one-third of seniors being given? And tell me that we don't have a medical church in this country.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, since sometimes we don't understand what's happening on our own planet, we thought we'd celebrate the planet Zubla Dubla Day today. Because some people have said it's Earth Day, but I don't think people know what the heck to do with the Earth. They're just trashing it, tired. Like, let's still celebrate Planet Zubla Dubla Day.
Is today Earth Day, really?
I think it is. It's the 22nd. Yeah, Earth Day.
I did not even know that.
Right? So get out there, stick your toes in the dirt and say thanks, I guess. Play with an earthworm. Eat a grub worm like Jeb Bush. I don't know. But you'd think Earth Day should be every day.
Well, I agree. And speaking of worms, when it rains up here in Tennessee, which has been doing a lot quite frequently lately, the girls go out in the morning, and they're able to pick up these worms that are just all over the concrete. And it's just kind of cute to see them with this. Some of them get up to 6 inches long. They look like mini snakes.
They're monsters, I know. Are you feeding them to any other animals? Or are you putting them in for vermiculture, for soil rehab? What are you doing once they catch them?
Yeah, we'll throw them into our garden.
Cool. Excellent. Tells you that you know, the healthy soil, the earthworms are abundant. That is for
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, we did not have the healthy soil down in Texas, but here in Tennessee, it's amazing, the black dirt. And, you know, when we sold our house down there, the real estate agent literally came to me after 15 minutes of trying to get the sign in the yard and said, I cannot get the sign in the yard because there's nothing but rock.
Rock,
it's
rock,
literally
soil,
solid rock.
Yeah, so I don't know what you can grow on that. You have to be creative, as we encourage everybody to grow something. At this point, as I said, there will be transitions in our lifetime and the lifetime of our kids where food won't be as easy to be shipped from China, South America, or even across country. And if we talk about where all the food is being grown in California and they're running out of water, My goodness, if you can't see the writing on the wall and start planting something, it's growing season in the North American continent, if you will. Mm-hmm. Start planting something.
Yeah, we're looking forward to at the end of June. You'll be coming up here with the fam and staying with us. And by that time, most of these veggies that we have planted should be in harvest. So we're going to have some tomatoes and some organic corn and Brussels sprouts and broccoli and a lot of different herbs and strawberries, you name it, man. It's going to be nice to go out to the garden and pick some fresh stuff with you.
Well, we'll stave off some dementia together. One-third of seniors now being given dementia drugs, antipsychotics here in the United States. Another embarrassment. Are we putting our old people on drugs, man? That's messed up.
No, Robert, that makes sense. I mean, the reason that they're sick is because they're deficient in dementia drugs. They're deficient in these antipsychotics. I mean, antipsychotics make the world go round.
Of course, of course. We don't have enough fluoride coming into them. Let's give them some Prozac.
Exactly.
So, yeah, this story is interesting. It's up on our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health talking about that. And, you know, being old is not evidence of a deficiency of 20 drugs, which they're often not. I bring up my mom at 81 on zero drugs and, you know, dancing
right.
every night. But she's actually eating well, and she's got remedies, homeopathy, silver. She's got the Echo water, so she's getting molecular hydrogen with every
awesome.
Time she's drinking. So, you know, there are ways to prevent what it seems like at least a third of the seniors are on these dementia drugs.
Yeah, and yeah, you know what? Before my grandmom died, she was as well. And one of the things that she used to do is she'd call me. I used to when we lived in Dallas, and every day on work after work on the way home, I'd call her up, and she'd say, "Ty, there's someone staring at me here at this place, and that she won't talk to me." And she told me this day after day after day, and finally I went over there to the nursing home where Grandma was living and to find out that she was looking at herself in the mirror and thought that it was someone else and thought that there was a rude lady living next to her, and it's because of the drugs.
Wow. Couldn't recognize herself. Amazing.
No.
And, you know,
and we took her off the drugs, and she got completely better.
Amazing. Amazing. Increase the omega-3 essential fats, EPA, DHA. Increase the CBD, cannabidiol, from the industrial hemp plant. There are a lot of things you can do. And also eliminate the heavy metals, aluminum. Again, we mentioned that at Epic Times, and we've got it linked up. Super Don and I talked about this idea that, oh, aluminum is good for developing babies. It's not good for them. It's not good for our seniors.
No. Aluminum is not a nutrient, neither is mercury, despite what your oncologist will tell you, despite what your vaccinologist will tell you. They are poisons. They will kill you, and they often do.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Ty, you're going to be in Troy, Michigan this weekend at a very special event, and it's the Awaken and Power Expo.
Yeah, Awaken Empowered Expo. It's going to be very, very good time this weekend. Wish you could join me up there, RSV.
Yeah, and I know you're also going to be recording with Jeffrey Jackson and others. Hopefully you
yes,
get to
I
see,
am.
The, see our loving family up there in the Detroit area. You know who they are, Marlon Glennon family.
That's
we
right.
appreciate
Hopefully
that.
I'll see them.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk about the FDA's assault on homeopathy. Is it real? What's going on? Also, we've got questions of the day related to teeth and silver and nebulization and cancer. Stick around.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Last 2 days, the FDA has been holding hearings on the regulation of homeopathic drug products. We say homeopathic remedies. They're saying, oh, man, it's dangerous. We got to do something about it. There have been complaints. And it's an interesting, strange claim it is. And I'm going to be talking with Eric Foxman from the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists. That's where I used to serve on the board back in the early 2000s. And we'll get the skinny on that, so to speak. But for now, bringing up these weird absurdities of saying homeopathy is dangerous, TMB is like, talk about a world that doesn't make sense. Let's go to Zubla Dubla.
Well, we are in Zubla Dubla. We are in the matrix right now, especially regarding homeopathy, because one of the biggest complaints against homeopathy is that it's nothing more than a placebo. I mean, you hear anybody talk about homeopathic remedies, and they'll say, look, there's all it is just, you know, infinitesimally small amounts of these substances in water, so you're really doing nothing more than drinking water. If you take a homeopathic, there's nothing there. It's nothing more than a placebo. But then now they're trying to regulate it because it's dangerous. So again, that makes the title of this article, is it, you know, can it be both? Can it be a placebo and still dangerous at the same time? How can something that has nothing in it be dangerous for you? But then that goes to the real reason for all of this proposed legislation. And that's because of the fact that it's competing against these federal drug states of America with the FDA and the big pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, it's a competitive issue, of course. And even though the drugs have a monopoly in some ways, in 1938, Senator Copeland and others sought to grandfather the Homeopathic Pharmacopoeia of the United States, HPUS, so that there was a legally recognized drug legend, so to speak. And the remedies were pre-existing. They were adopted in and acknowledged as, okay, they have impact. These are the remedies. These are what they do. That's why there's no pre-market approval. They don't have to go through tests like new drug molecules do, synthetic drugs. And, you know, it's pretty much acknowledged. This is what it's for. Now, whether you believe it works or not, that's a secondary issue. The question of danger, well, no, Ty, you got it right. The danger is to the sales of allopathic synthetic pharmaceuticals of the medical monopoly.
And here's, you just said it, though, whether you believe it or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't belief have a lot to do with your healing?
Oh, sure
so,
it does.
You know, so when they're saying homeopathics are dangerous because there's nothing in them, but let's say that they're right, there's nothing in them. But we see people getting well because of homeopathics, and I'm not agreeing that there's nothing in them, but let's just say there wasn't. People are getting well, aren't they? So one of the major contributing factors to people getting well is the fact that they believe they're going to get well. That's why conventional medicine falls flat on its face, specifically with cancer treatments, because the first thing you hear from your oncologist when you go in there to get the C diagnosis is you're going to be dead in 6 or 8, 10 months, whatever it might be. So they take away the belief. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of a quote from Charlotte Gerson, who had been accused of spreading false hope, and she said, "You've spread false hope. What is it? Despair." When really it's not false. It's really true despair. But the bottom line is, whether it works or not, the belief that it works has a big effect on your health.
Yeah, absolutely it does. And, you know, we've seen it work. I've seen it in my family, how it's done for me. You see it with children, with babies.
Yes.
With animals.
And you know what?
Cats, dogs, and horses.
We saw it about 2 years ago, Robert, with our cat that had been attacked by a dog and was lying with all kinds of internal injuries, bleeding out of the mouth.
Right.
And we gave it Arnica Montana, and it recovered completely, and there was no belief on that one.
Right. Well, the cat knew you were giving it a placebo, right?
Yeah, that Arnica Montana saved that cat's life. There's no doubt about it.
Incredible. So we'll be talking more about this. As I said, I've got a link into the AAHP. We'll find out from a regulatory perspective, what, if anything, looks to be changing on the federal level in regards to regulating homeopathic drug products. They are regulated as drugs, in case you didn't know. Ah, question time. It is question time once again.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Hey, TMB, we got two questions coming in from you-know-where, the quest for the cures. How cool is that? And when I was up in Syracuse, I'm telling you, the people that had seen it, it just blows me away, the reach of what you've done. I continue singing your praises, you know that, just to make you blush. But the questions both come off of that today. The first one we're going to cover here, it relates to cancer. It says, I heard you mention on Ty's video about nebulizing silver. I have had great results using silver in the form of ions. It knocks out cold bugs so well, I thought if I ever came down with a flu bug or nastier, as in Ebola, this is the writer here, saying I'd nebulize it right into my lungs. I was delighted when you backed up these thoughts. I bought an Omron nebulizer in preparation for the day I might need it. Could you tell me what mixture or dosage you would recommend to take on for a bug or worse yet, lung cancer? That's from Gary. Now, TMB, I don't know if you've ever, have you actually nebulized it with the kids yet? Do you have one of those handheld portables?
We have not nebulized the silver, no.
Okay, because this is awesome. I recommend every home have a portable nebulizer. You don't need a prescription. You can go online and order them. There are a lot of different varieties from cheap to expensive, and they pretty much do the same thing, micronize it so you can inhale a liquid. And so what I do in our whole household with the kids, if they have a cough or something, we'll put a teaspoon into the nebulizer, and they'll just breathe on it for a few minutes at a time. And it's very simple. Now, this guy's also asking about cancer. Remember, we referenced the studies and the peer-reviewed literature as well about the ability of cancer, its electrical
right.
impact, its oxidative impact on cancer cells to eliminate them as well as platinum, which is very toxic chemotherapy, without the harm to the healthy cells. So the idea, as Gary's asking, if it's in the lungs, deliver it there. Point of foci. It only makes sense.
It does make sense, and I'm glad that you were able to answer that one now. In fact, we did a question and answer session after the Quest for the Cures, and I had several questions about nebulizing silver that was directed at your comments, and I did not know how to answer them appropriately because we have not done that. So I'm glad that you chimed in there. Next time I get the questions, I might get you to come answer for me.
Well, yeah, when we're together, we can do that. We can answer the ones that you couldn't get to. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Really good. Now, we have another question of the day coming through, and this one is from Michelle. And it relates to a story I know you want to cover, too, and I talked about it with Dr. Batar the other day. Michelle says, thank you for your integrity and relentless pursuit of the truth. I recently found your show after watching The Truth About Cancer, and I can't get enough. Oh, I love it when they tell me I can't get enough.
Cool.
That's good.
Depeche mode.
Right. After listening to the discussion with Dr. Batar, another amazing individual, regarding root canals, I was wondering if there are healthy options for a fake tooth after getting the tooth with the root canal removed. I would like my husband to have his root canal tooth removed along with his mercury fillings, but he is not keen on not having a tooth. Okay, Michelle. TMB, what do you think?
Well, I'm glad that we can talk about this because root canals are a huge problem. And so what a root canal is you've got an infected tooth. They scrape out what they think is the infected part, and there's always infection left, and then they seal it. So mm-hmm. they really seal the bacteria in the tooth. And then, as Beauchamp talked about, the bacteria pleomorph.
Yeah.
They change into anaerobic bacteria, which are more toxic, and then they can get into the body through the tubules. So you've got root canals are a huge problem. As a matter of fact, with Bill Henderson, who is also in the Quest for the Cures and has written several books on cancer and has been a cancer coach for almost 20 years now, he said that 90%+ of the people that he helps that have cancer have root canal teeth. So that it's a big problem, but you can create more of a problem if you get the root canal tooth taken out by a dentist that doesn't know how to clean up the socket correctly.
Right.
Because what people don't realize is that the ligament is always more infected than the tooth was.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to clean up the socket, you got to get a competent dentist that can remove the tooth, and then you've got the issue of the cavitation, which is the space that's left after the tooth is removed. You don't really want to leave a cavitation because most of the time there's still infection there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do want to, if you can, it's expensive, but you want to get it replaced. So that's, you know, cosmetic replacement when teeth are removed can be quite expensive for you, but it's probably something that you would try to budget in. Otherwise, I got a feeling that the infection could come back.
Well, exactly. And in addition, and this is also where I bring silver into the mix. I like it when the dentist, if they're trained properly, they can actually flood that area with silver and neutralize a lot of these things, help it to heal. But the replacement for the tooth, that's another thing that's very interesting as well. And the IAOMT dentists are considering safer materials like, I think zirconium they're calling it, something like that, that is very non-reactive, more so or less so, if you will, than any other material they've used previously.
I did not know that they were going to zirconium, but yeah, you want to go to a biological dentist. You can find them at IAOMT.com, I think it is.
Yeah, IAOMT is the International Association for Oral Metal Toxicology. Again, they've used, like, I guess, stainless steel, all kinds of different things they've tried, titanium,
yeah.
Right? But there are a lot of these are reactive and can create problems. So if you're going to replace the tooth, and if you feel like you want to go that direction, test the materials for biocompatibility. Work with a dentist that understands that concept of biocompatibility before electing to, you know, place something in there permanently like they do. So that is a great consideration. Again, you know, with Dr. Batar also referencing it in his clinic, as he's seen so many cancer patients too, that they all had root canals. There is a very high correlation or connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another article that we haven't really hit about because it's really the same topic, title of which is 97% of terminal cancer patients previously had this dental procedure, and that procedure is root canal. So it's not just, you know, Buttard saying, it's not just Bill Henderson that's saying it. You know, this is across the board, the dentists that are looking for these things. Now, you may not get a conventional oncologist that will tell you that because they don't look at the teeth. They don't look at the connection between dental procedures and cancer. They may not even know if their patients have root canal teeth. But when you have the doctors that know what to look for, we're finding a huge correlation.
Absolutely. Absolutely incredible. And, you know, when we're talking about cleaning it out, all of these things, you don't go into it lightly. Dentistry can be the most dangerous profession, you know, of the medical realm when it's done improperly. And, of course, when you find a good one, it's a godsend, you know, that knows this and knows how to do it, that can repair these things because... listen, we've all experienced pain from the dentist. You know, my wife has suffered from dental procedures. And like I said, tread carefully. Pray a lot over this. Believe me, there's a lot of things that we may not have control over. So turn it over to the man upstairs, so to speak, to help guide us in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's funny that we're talking about this today. Charlene just went this morning with Brianna, and they both had dentist appointment, and we found a great dentist here in Tennessee. And the guy is all about changing the internal terrain, getting your body more alkaline, getting rid of the environment that can cause cancer, and that also causes problems in other health, and also causes problems in your teeth. So this is a dentist that's actually thinking outside the box and realizes that problems in your teeth are just the symptom of something going on in your body.
Absolutely incredible. There are folks out there that know good things. We'll try to spotlight them and highlight them whenever we can. Here, TMB, RSB, Super D is also here. We've got one more segment. Obamacare paying hospitals only if the patients are happy. But what if they're happy and dead? Do they still count? That's serious. That's a serious question. We'll be back to wrap it up. Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it. Oops, you're dead.
Oh, ow. Oops, you're dead? Oh, that's a Super Don classic. Of course, this relates to the story of Obamacare paying hospitals only if their patients are happy. Of course, on any number of innocuous parameters that don't really mean anything. And it turns out this study says it's not so important to be happy in a hospital. What's important is that they put you back together in again and you get out fast.
Well, here's the thing, Robert. What does it exactly mean that you're happy in the hospital? Because, okay, we've talked about the fact that laughter's the best medicine, right? Well, that would tend to think that if you're happy that you're going to get well quicker. I think what this means is that in there in the hospital, they're getting all the junk food that they're used to eating, getting plenty of electromagnetic frequencies, getting plenty of television time, getting all these things that are unhealthy for them. So maybe they are happy and satisfied while they're in the hospital. Meanwhile, it's killing them.
Incredible. Absolutely astonishing. Again, another layer of a disaster that is Obamacare. As I said many times over the years, the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. And there are a lot of people that didn't want it, and they were forced to participate. Although, TMB, you've revealed as well that there are like Christian groups that you can join that are much less invasive in that regard and that qualify.
Yeah, there are. There are Christian groups, and there are other groups that you can join. That I think there's specifically four groups that are written into Obamacare, and they're considered to be Christian sharing ministries, where you just pitch into the pot each month, and if somebody gets sick or something catastrophic happens, then they take some of those contributions each month and they pay for it. And, you know, it's really the way that I think that insurance should be run. It's
exactly.
Very affordable. And it's only for catastrophic, right? So if we have to go get our teeth worked on or go to a regular doctor's visit, which it's been a while, a long time, but
you just pay
for it.
And it's much less expensive when you do it that way, quite honestly. But again, I don't want to get into that debate. We're almost out of time here. I want to say thank you to Chris Steiner, who just added to the IAOMT.org we mentioned, the International Academy of Biological Dentistry and Medicine, which is IABDM.com, as well as another option for folks looking for a dentist that knows how to utilize, let's say, safe protocols.
Yeah, and thanks to Chris for sharing that. I knew that there was another organization that was about biological dentists. So, and that's actually, from what I've seen, I've been on that website online. That's actually even a better website than IAOMT because there's more stringent criteria for those that adhere to that are biological dentists as opposed to the other one. They're both good, but I found better selection of dentists on that other website.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you, Chris, for heads up on that. So we can remember everything, because it's hard to remember everything when we're going live sometimes. This weekend, remember, TMB is going to be in Troy, Michigan, and that is a very special event that I hope that you're able to make if you're anywhere near it. What's the name of the program again?
It's called Awake and Empowered Expo, and it's in Troy at the Met Hotel, and I hope to see you there if you're anywhere close.
Yep, and we have it linked up, awakenempoweredexpo.com. It's linked up in the show notes, just hot link, hyperlinked. The text there as we describe the show for you today. Also, upcoming events, May 20th through 24th at the Lowe's Chicago O'Hare Hotel, the 2015 conference, Focus for Health, Autism 1. Going to be phenomenal. Next Wednesday, TMB, you're going to have to carry on the second hour when you show up without me, because I'm going to be lecturing live at Hoover's Market in Altamont Springs. So the first hour will be live from the store, and the second hour I got to turn over to you and Super D.
Yeah, well, that's fine. And then right after that, 2 days later, we'll be down in Florida together, right, in Naples.
Well, 2 weeks later, yes, because Unlock the Power to Heal with RSV and TMB. You're trying to mess with me
still.
To get
you again.
Even still, you dog. Anyway, also Sayergy. So it's like, listen to this, RSV, TMB, Sayergy. At Food and Thought in Naples, Florida, Friday, May the 15th. And then, of course, in June, we've got Nashville, Tennessee for the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists as well. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. How are we going to keep up with it all?
I don't know, man. We're going to have to help each other remember things.
Absolutely. Instead of messing with my mind, you keep me going outside the box. I don't even know where the box is anymore.
Well, Robert, thanks, man. Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, TMB, love to the whole family. Thanks, Super D. Thanks for Daniel on the board. We've got Sacred Fire Liberty tomorrow with Jonathan Ebord and more. Stick with us. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, and liberty, where we remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.